Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Two advisors to President Trump passed through for a local Republican Party Back the Blue event. Let's go in depth with Eric Branstad, son of former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, and John Pence, nephew of Vice President Mike Pence. Eric, what brings you to Knoxville?
I've just been on a bus tour with the Trump campaign for the last 4 days. We started up in Northwest Iowa. We finished the bus tour in Omaha yesterday. We had an event in Atlantic, Iowa today, and we're heading, and we just got here to Knoxville tonight.
Now, how's the campaign going?
To be completely honest, I've never seen energy like I've seen the last several days, really the last several months. I came my last time to Marion County just a few weeks back when I did the Lake Red Rock Boat Parade, and it was, again, I've done 6 boat parades. The Lake Red Rock one was one of the most amazing boat parades I've been to, and you just see these families and working men and women across Iowa getting out and celebrating the president. In fact, we as a campaign don't even set these up. They're organic energy from the grassroots base that, like, I've never seen before, and it's really been amazing to be a part of.
Well, in 2016, you led the Trump campaign in Iowa, and I've read President Trump saying, and I've heard him say that, without your efforts, he's not sure that he would have done so well in Iowa, pointing out you specifically and other people, but he knew that your connections in Iowa helped bring him ultimately to victory. And how does that feel?
Well, it is amazing. No one loves the president more than I do. We had an absolutely fantastic team in 2016. We've built an even better team in 2020. And, you know, what we found in 2016 for the president was a real unified voice. The working men and women of Iowa, for the first time, really came out for a conservative, for a Republican candidate, and they've had, and the president has delivered for them. I've gotten phone calls the last couple of weeks of folks from all over that really feel the Trump administration's opportunities that they've seen in higher wages and better jobs, and that's exactly what we're out talking with people all over Iowa. Like, I've been in all four corners of the state multiple times the last several weeks, and I'm hearing it overwhelmingly.
Well, now, of course, COVID-19 has really hit things, but President Trump's tariffs have yielded some problems for Iowans and manufacturing and agriculture. That's what some of the criticisms are. How would you respond to that?
Well, unfortunately, Iowa and Iowa farmers and the Midwest farmers have been a target of the Chinese in this trade war. They've put those tariffs onto us, thus starting the trade war. Fortunately, my dad, President Trump, have made the kinds of decisions necessary, really identifying what those problems are and that the Chinese have given to us, and working very hard to fix those and open up new markets so that we're not affected negatively, like after the Chinese have imposed those tariffs on us.
There's been lots of payments to farmers. Mm-hmm. I forget the number, but over $30 billion. It's just been a lot of
$28 billion. Payments. When the president saw Iowa and Iowa farmers being targeted, he needed to come up with some relief, and he's acted on it. In fact, I talked to the president last Saturday, and he called me, and he wants to be record setting and record breaking for Iowans, for Iowa farmers. He wants to give the opportunity to every Iowan that they've never seen before. That's what his focus is, and that's what I'm working so hard talking to Iowans about every day.
On the farmers I know don't want those payments. They want markets.
We want market. No hardworking Iowan wants any kind of handout, because we're hardworking and we're proud of what the work that we do and what we produce. And so we are focused on making sure that those opportunities for Iowa farmers and all of Iowa's workers are there and plentiful in the second administration.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with two advisors to President Trump, Eric Branstad, son of former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, and John Pence, nephew of Vice President Mike Pence. One of people's concerns during COVID-19, and just in general, is health care. Not a lot of movement on health care under the Trump administration.
Well, he's come out crystal clear that pre-existing conditions are covered in a Trump health plan. And so though some of these scare tactics put out from the left and from the liberals and from Joe Biden trying to skew that is really quite ridiculous. The president has been quite clear, and he wants to make Iowa healthy, and he wants Iowa health care to be great like it should be.
Well, so why don't we have a plan? Why don't we see a Trump plan on health care? We see a couple of executive orders, no real plan.
He's focused on putting together the best health plan that the United States has ever seen. I haven't been a part of those discussions. I've been out campaigning. I know they're happening, and I know he wants to deliver a better health system than what we got in the last administration, and his focus is on making America first and making America healthy.
Well, I want to say again that President Trump attributes a lot of his success in Iowa to you. And I just think that you're due the credit from him. What's next for you? Do you want a place in the administration? What do you want to do?
I've already had a place in the administration serving as secretary or as senior White House advisor at the Department of Commerce in all of 2017 and beginning of 2018. It was an amazing experience. I'm definitely not a government guy. I'm definitely an Iowa guy, and I love living in Iowa. I don't like living in Washington, D.C. I'm an Iowan, true and true, and I look forward to raising my family of four girls, my fantastic wife and four girls. We love being Iowans. We love living in Iowa, and I plan on staying in Iowa and growing and raising my family right here with Iowa values.
Any thoughts of political office?
No thoughts of political office. I've left that to my dad. I actually tell my wife she would make a great candidate, and she's a great person and a great mom, so I know she would make the perfect candidate. I will encourage her to run for office every day.
Any last thoughts you'd like to share?
No, this has been a great event tonight. I'm very proud to be here to stand behind our men in blue and the great force that we have here in Knoxville, Marion County, the Marion County Sheriff. It's been just a real pleasure and a real honor to be here. And I look forward to coming back to Knoxville and Marion County many times in the coming weeks.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with two advisors to President Trump, Eric Branstad, son of former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad, and John Pence, nephew of Vice President Mike Pence. Well, John, how's the campaign going?
It's going well. I came here to thank volunteers across the state, for their hard work. I actually wrote down the numbers. Just last week, our volunteers through the Trump Victory Program knocked over 35,000 doors and did over 105,000 phone calls. Across America, volunteers knocked over 2 million doors, and our goal this week, at the start of this week, is to do 2.5 million doors to make sure that, we secure four more years for President Trump.
And you were here to end up Republican Party Marion County Back the Blue event. Tell me about that.
That's right. Well, I started out by sharing, our thanks. on behalf of the president, the vice president, just to the men and women that walk the thin blue line every day and put the safety of the American people in front of their own personal safety. And the president has made a point that, you know, radical ideas like defund the police will have radical and real consequences. And this party, this Republican Party, is standing up for law and order because by doing that, you protect and defend the American dream. And the president's been very clear that he's going to stand on the side with by backing the blue, and he's going to stand up for defending the police as commander in chief.
Explain to our listeners what your role with the campaign is.
So I'm a senior advisor on the Trump campaign. I've been with the Trump campaign since July 2016. I was working at a law firm, and then the president picked my uncle, then Governor Mike Pence, as his running mate. I've been with the Trump campaign ever since, and I've seen firsthand how this is a growing Republican Party. At rallies, we would see in the data that over 50% of the attendees in a rally like Wisconsin earlier this year, over 50%, actually 58.4% of the 20,000 RSVPs were not Republicans, according to our voter file. So understanding how this growing Republican Party is a movement to put America first that this president is leading, how can we turn that into political action to make sure that the president's reelected, but also that we elect Republicans up and down the ballot?
This is sort of the wonkish side of me. I know we're supposed to be talking about President Trump. Well, I guess we are here, but I want to know how it works as an advisor. I mean, you've got an idea how you should proceed. Do you just text the president? Do you talk to him? Is there a channel? If you've got a good idea, what's the process?
Yeah. Well, their process is a beautiful word. Actually, we have signs in the office that said, you know, build the process, finish the process. For the last 4 years or so, you know, a Trump rally is kind of seen, I think, in the public eye as a sort of organic thing that happens. That's true. But how do you also then bottle up that enthusiasm, that energy, and turn it into political action after the rally passes through the state of Iowa or up in Maine or down in Miami? And over the last 3.5 years, you know, we've worked very closely with the RNC to build the largest grassroots campaign in American political history. And I'll give you the numbers on that. This past 2 weeks, we surpassed 2.3 million trained volunteers. That's larger than President Obama's reelection effort in 2012. And it is just a testament to the enthusiasm and energy that we're seeing across the country to support this president for 4 more years.
This interview is taking place Monday. President Trump has gone back to the White House. He's out of the hospital. He's often been critical of masks. He's often, you know, been critical of the scientists. A lot of different things are going on. He's sort of underplayed COVID-19 and the response. And, you know, there's a lot of complexity to this. But what I want to know is, how would you have him play this now? I mean, tactically, how does he discuss his illness? How does he use going through the illness to talk to the American people? And your advice?
Well, there's you know, a distinction between opinions and action. You know, if we look at the action that the president's taken since January, you know, shutting down travel with China, but then also making the hard call and asking the American people to slow the spread for 45 days where we all shut down, and seeing, too, the effects that a shutdown has on not just the physical and economic well-being of the American people, but the mental well-being. The president, you know, thank God, has recovered from COVID-19, but over 200,000 people haven't. And, you know, the death of this global pandemic has certainly, you know, been at historic proportions. But the president has said, you know, tonight as he headed back into the White House, that we cannot let the virus dominate our lives. And I can tell you, by being here in Iowa and traveling the country, you know, folks want to safely and responsibly return to having economic security, as well as, you know, mental well-being, and by doing, you know, the preventative measures, protecting the most vulnerable. These are things that we can do, but this president, too, he's going to make sure that in this fight, we're fighting for our freedoms as well as protecting those most vulnerable to this pandemic.
Well, I know you've got people that you want to talk to, people here waiting to talk to you. Any last thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
I came here to Knoxville in Iowa to thank the volunteers that are doing the hard work. You know, we all know there's a distinction between looking each other in the eye, even if we have masks, and even if we have to, you know, be standing up on a, I'm not sure exactly what, I guess that was kind of like a stump out there on the street, but even if we have to, you know, be socially distant, and looking each other in the eye and saying, you know, here's what's at stake. Here's why in Iowa we can start voting earlier today, and we only have 29 days to vote for our freedoms and to vote for what makes this country great. And I think we'll see in this coming week the clear choice after the vice presidential debate that the American people have. And I think that choice for freedom for four more years will be the right choice for our country.
Thanks to Eric Branstad and John Pence for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.